Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You know, the show should really be called the Jeff and Jen and You Show, because we can't do it without you. Call us, 404-741-9400.
Thanks for making the switch.
To Star 94.1.
Talking about baby names and having regret after you name your child.
Three out of four parents actually have baby name regret. Shannon in Stockbridge does too. Hey, Shannon.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you for listening in Stockbridge this morning. What's your kid's name?
So my daughter's name is Ella Elise, but I wanted to name her Ella Jane, but I didn't name her Ella Jane because my friend called her dog that. But my friend doesn't have a dog anymore, and I have baby name regret.
So you wish you would have just gone with what you loved.
Yes, and so I picked Elise as her middle name, and so I have a second layer of regret because I spell it with a Y, and I wish I would have spelled it with an I.
You got it.
She's got it all.
How old is your daughter?
She'll be 2 in September.
Can you change it?
I mean, I could, but I don't know that I actually would.
It's a royal hassle. I mean, it's such a pain to change names. I mean,
and then my family would probably give me a really hard time about it, too.
Yeah. Ella Elise is still beautiful.
Well, thank you.
People are on hold who have changed names. It's not an unusual thing.
Yeah, it can definitely lead to a name change. You've got baby name regret, too, right, Heather?
Yes. My daughter, actually, she's 1 now. And when my husband and I had chosen her name, I had actually suggested it to be Amanda. I've always loved that name. And we didn't really tell anyone about it. We wanted to keep a secret. We just said we were going to have a girl. And when I was in the hospital a year ago, my mother-in-law was in the room. And when we told her the baby's name was Amanda, she said, "Is this prom Amanda?"
Is this who Amanda?
Prom Amanda, which was I turned out that my husband had a girlfriend for a very long time. Her name was Amanda. He was in a very serious relationship with her. I'd known that he was once in a relationship with someone, but like never knew her name or the details. Mm. And you know, the mother-in-law actually indicated that this was going to be the one for him, like the love of his life and the one that got away. Mm. Which was a bit of a shocker for me. My husband didn't say anything to me when I proposed Amanda. So I was like a little bit upset. We'd gotten really used to that name since we decided it.
So what did you change Amanda to?
We changed it to Ava.
And he didn't go to any formal events with an Ava, right? Did you run that? did you ask him? Have you ever dated an Ava?
I mean, I double checked, but he was definitely okay with it because he felt really bad about the whole Amanda situation and not telling you know, the full truth.
So, yeah, why didn't he tell you when you brought up the name?
Because a guy wouldn't bring that up.
A guy doesn't think about that?
No.
If this was a significant love in his life?
No, and he especially wouldn't think about it because she is the one who proposed the name. She brought it up.
Right.
He didn't.
Is this you just claiming that guys are ignorant, but they really are smart?
No, guys are ignorant.
Okay.
Trust me. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Yeah.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.